Look what we read here. The question is asked in verse 1, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. You see, here, as they went and grabbed Ishbosheth, Abner, and appointed him king in opposition to David, they were doing a vain thing. But for them, it sounded reasonable. Let's continue Saul's legacy. Let's continue Saul's legacy, even though it was a legacy of condemnation. That's to imagine a vain thing. And the kings of the earth, verse 2, there it is, set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. And who is it against? The Lord and against his anointed. So the Lord there would be God the Father and his anointed. Who's his anointed? That's Christ. Saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. In other words, the Pharisees said of Christ, we will not have this man to rule over us. That's that spirit of Antichrist. But it says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. See, God's not wringing his hands and from heaven hoping that things work out. No, he's directing all things to the glory and honor of his Son, regardless of how the heathen rage. And he says in verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Anybody that's ever been a preacher of the gospel knows that there's going to be times when people will oppose, but how do we handle that? Even though we're in the flesh, yet we don't war after the flesh. This is not a fleshly warfare, but rather spiritual. We don't war as those that are without the Spirit. That's what he's saying. For the weapons, verse 4, of our warfare are not carnal, in other words, not physical, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So in other words, because it's a spiritual matter, which it is, when you preach Christ, when you exalt his death in the preaching of the gospel, it's a spiritual message. And there isn't going to be anybody convinced of that message merely by human means or methods, persuasion, debate, argument. No. This is a spiritual matter. It says mighty through God. Think about your own conversion, if you're the Lord's, how it took place. It wasn't you seeking the Lord. It was him seeking you and him bringing you low. So the weapons of our warfare, they're not weapons of flesh and blood, but by God's sovereign purpose and will. But I will tell you, if you ask me, well, what is it that worship is all about? What does it all boil down to? The instructions are right here in verses 1 and 2. Bless ye the Lord. There is only one reason for us being gathered here today. It's not like people say, well, I'm going to church. The church is the called out ones. So you could say, well, I'm gathering with the Lord's people today. Well, why are you gathering? Well, because they're having programs today and there's some big highfalutin preacher going to be preaching coming out of town and we're going to hear it. Well, that's still not the answer. There's one reason why any of us should be here right now, and it's right here in this text. Stated twice. What is it? Bless ye the Lord. It's not about Ken. It's not about you. It's not about how we're dressed or how we look. All of these things. It's about the Lord. Bless ye the Lord. And that's where we need the Spirit. We need him to draw our hearts and attention away from ourselves, away from all the hustle and bustle that's going on out there, and come together to worship him. Bless ye the Lord. To bless him.